Those of you that have been around walleye fishing, you know, any time at all will hear the name Gary Parsons, but there's another Parsons that does pretty well too, and that's Chase Parsons. And Chase, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about walleye fishing from the standpoint of the PWT, first of all, and the fact that you have qualified three times for the PWT Championship, have one coming up this spring. But, you know, you really have to come out of the chute. You know, you're not that old. You're only 24 years old. So you got to come out of the chute ready to compete right away, don't you?
Yeah, it was, you know, the first thing I will say is that these last 3 years have probably been the most fun of my life. But when I did come out, there were a lot of people that were skeptical, which I totally expected. But I've been, I guess you could say, gearing up for this for a lot more years than what most people think. I mean, I've went to tournaments with Dad and Keith since I've been probably 6 or 7 years old. I'd go over the summer, you know, in between school. Even got out of school sometimes to go with them, which was cool. But yeah, I mean, so I've been walleye fishing my whole life. I've been to thousands and thousands of seminars from them. They've basically taught me everything I know. I'll give them the credit for that, absolutely. And you know, I came into my rookie year, and first tournament I had, I think I took 115th place out of 120 guys, and it was kind of a reality check. I was a little bit surprised, I must say, and it was probably the longest 3-hour ride home I've ever had in my life too. But from then on, I've done pretty well, and I'm just having a heck of a time competing with, I guess you could say, the older guys, because there's not too many guys that are around 24 years old out there, which hopefully changes in a little bit. But you know, walleye fishing hopefully keeps getting better, and who knows what will happen.
Well, you know, it's important to note, and I think that's a great segue to the fact that we've got to get youth involved. We've got to get young people involved. Now, you came by it naturally. I mean, having a dad that was competing and doing those kind of things. But in reality, you know, it's a lot of fun being in a boat. It's a lot of fun going out there and figuring them out. It's a lot of fun catching them. So, you know, I don't know how we do that, but you got to kind of add the cool factor.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I guess for example, I will actually use Mike Iaconelli. Hey, you know, for as many people that look at him and hate how he acts, that got, believe it or not, I mean, I'm this age. That got a lot of people my age interested in bass fishing, just because it's something different.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to be the one that's going out there break dancing and stuff, number one, because I can't break dance. And, you know, it's, I'm not quite sure how we're going to do it. You know, it would really help. I think one idea I have is make the amateur fees in some of these tournaments a little bit cheaper. So people that are 18, 20 years old that are really interested in fishing can get in the boats of some of these pros and learn things and get really interested in, I guess, tournament angling.
Well, you mentioned something I think is really important. The PWT has a very unique model with the amateur. I mean, you're not just sitting in the back of the boat, maybe not catching anything. You're integral in that part of the day. I mean, you got to really help and be there and do the things that are important. And I think that also sheds some pretty good positive light into the fact that maybe, you know, you get in a boat, you don't really feel like the fifth wheel.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we go absolutely ecstatic when we know we've drawn a good fisherman as an amateur, because it's boat weight. The amount of fish your partner catches in the back of the boat goes toward your weight as well. So it's not only a day where you sit back there and just watch, it's a day where you can learn, where you can actually be involved in basically everything throughout the whole day.
Well, you know, it's really neat to see the sponsorships, too, in the walleye business now, and it's changing a little bit. I think that, you know, there are a lot of companies out there that are geared towards walleye fishing, and you know, you've got a lot of those sponsors on board with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the one thing I will say for sure is without all my sponsors, I wouldn't be doing this, period. I do not have a full 4-year college degree, so I guess hopefully I can continue doing this. Otherwise, I don't know, I might have to be a greeter at Walmart or something, but but yeah, with all my sponsors, no doubt, it's a huge key for any of the guys who try to make a living.
Well, you look at your boat and truck now, and you've got a company that's crossed over a little bit. They both are in walleye and in bass fishing. It's FinTech. And, you know, Doug Hartle and that group up there have done a great job of, you know, making baits that work both effectively for walleye fishing and for bass fishing as well.
Absolutely. I signed with Doug and FinTech in September, I believe it was, of this year. And they did wrap my truck and boat, and I can really say it's they are one of my favorite sponsors to work with, simply because they want input, which is a great thing when you're sponsored by a company like that. Because if you have ideas on different lures or different jigs or whatever it is, that's what they want. They want to make changes. They want to make their products better. They already have fantastic products, but it's a lot of fun working with them. And I do have a lot of sponsors that are that way. So it's not only do we go out there and fish tournaments, we also are involved in decisions, you know, for sponsors and things like that. So it's a fun way to make a living, if you can do it, of course.
Well, that's right. You know, and you've got to make a living at it, or you're going to be that greeter you talked about at Walmart and fish too. You know, Chase, you look back at it now. Okay, you've been to the championship twice. Of course, upcoming this spring, you've got the PWT championship again. Tell me a little bit about how you focus as you get closer to time when you're going to fish that championship.
Well, what we do for pretty much every tournament, and it's probably a little bit more extreme than most guys, we get to every tournament at least a week in advance, and we'll pre-fish every day allowable. Usually we can't fish the day before the tournament. That's the way the PWT sets it up, but we will basically fish all day long. You know, for those of you who fish with us, you know that Dad and Keith and I aren't necessarily the 4 o'clock risers in the morning. We're more like 8. But what we'll do is fish until it's pitch blackout. So, you know, it's very grueling. That week of pre-fishing is very grueling. But what it does is it gives us so many different areas that we can go to throughout the tournament. Because, I believe that preparation is probably one of the most important parts of being a successful tournament angler.
Well, I think you're right, and I think the guys that do prepare are the guys that end up on top all the time. Now, I'm going to ask you a tough question, and I know that, you know, you're going to have mixed emotions maybe about this, but there's been a lot of talk in the walleye world about going to no live bait. What do you think about that one?
Well, you know, I have no problems if they do that. I really don't. There are enough, could obviously still use crankbaits, which is a huge key in so many tournaments. And then you talk about situations, river situations, where you might use fathead minnows. Berkeley Gulf makes fantastic products. There's enough things out there that it really won't affect fishing, in my opinion, too much. Like anything else, it would be an equal playing field, so no one else could use them. So you know, it's something that I have heard a lot of people talk about, and whether they do it or not, to me, it really doesn't matter. I would say go ahead and do it, because we wouldn't have the $800 worth of crawlers for a tournament expense then. So, you know, if you ask me, I'd say go ahead and do it.
Well, you know, and I think you're bringing up a good point. The other thing that I think is important and why people are thinking this is that the live bait business really doesn't do much for the industry. I mean, they just sell bait. You know, you don't see a night crawler company sponsoring anybody really, and you don't see the minnow companies doing that and some of that kind of stuff. So in reality, you know, you're really trying to give people who are spending money in the sport the opportunity to be able to make some money as well.
Exactly. I just got back about a week and a half ago from the National Professional Anglers Association meeting, and I believe it was Ron Linder who did kind of a seminar and said that a night crawler doesn't pay anyone. So exactly like you had said, it's just going to give the fishermen more of an opportunity to get sponsorships to promote products, because obviously we can't promote a night crawler.
That's exactly right. Well, Chase, you know, you got a brilliant and bright future ahead of you, and you're one of the guys that are going to make this sport cool, and it's really neat to have the opportunity to talk to you here at Walleye Fan. And, you know, you keep us apprised on what's going on, will you, about what's happening with you in the world of walleye?
Oh, no doubt. I'll do that.
Well, I'm Terry Brown. This has been Walleye Fan Radio.